Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We have any job bound reports?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. I'll be here till the bottom of the hour, and then Owen Schroyer is going to take over. But Owen, I've got a bunch of topics that I want to cover in the next few segments. I know you've got a lot of the same topics to cover, but something separate I know the crew can pull up for not this segment, but the third segment is Merck just got out of the vaccine business. They just got out of the COVID-19, saying that theirs isn't effective and it doesn't work. Well, of course it doesn't work. You can't produce something for the common cold. They just manipulated the common cold where they can get their own separate test for the common cold to own the common cold and lock down the country using the common cold. We've broken the code of what they're doing. Meanwhile, Moderna and Pfizer had liability protection, so they're all just lying. But it's coming out that this is not giving people any immunity to COVID-19 or to any other cold viruses, for that matter. And it's actually causing major health problems and major deaths. This is incredible. Hank Aaron died after getting his second shot. And Media Matters attacks us saying, hey, this probably happened from the shot. Well, you got a whole bunch of old folks dying from the shot. You have the British government saying don't give it to people above 75, but then they still do it. I mean, this is really murderous information. I wonder what it feels like to be Media Matters and be trying to suppress that this is hurting old people. That's sick.
Well, Alex, it's the same approach to everything. Everything is destructive. It destroys the human will. It destroys the human spirit. It destroys our freedoms. But I mean, the COVID thing is dying, I think, right in front of our face, Alex. Every time I go out, I'm seeing more and more resistance to the mask. Every time I go out, I'm hearing more and more people, make cracks about the vaccine or make cracks about the mask. So I think it's dead on arrival. But really, if you look at the history, and we've been covering this at InfoWars for decades, if you look at the history, they even admit, Alex, the flu vaccine doesn't even work. None of their vaccines work. The HPV vaccine doesn't work. It gives girls cancer. I mean, so none of their vaccines have actually been proven to be totally safe and effective. Not a single one.
Let me correct you, Owen. They do work at setting a standard for big pharma to be above the law and be able to hurt people and get away with it, and to sterilize and give people cancer and depopulate. So they're working extremely well for their real aim. The real motive of this weapon system is extravagantly successful.
Well, imagine if everyone else had the same immunity to litigation that big pharmaceutical companies had, or specifically vaccine manufacturers had. I mean, they basically, I mean, Alex, if you went in and you had a doctor say, okay, I want you to sign this waiver before you get the vaccine. You say, well, okay, what is your smart? You say, well, what is this waiver? You say, well, this waives any right you have that if you die or get paralyzed or can't have kids, any side effects, you have no right to sue, no right to litigation. You just take it. I bet you 90% of the people right there would say, you know what? No, I'm not going to take this vaccine. Something's a little off about that. But see, they do that preemptively.
The answer is, and I'm not a litigious person, but in this case I am, sue Walgreens, sue CVS, sue the doctor. Just because the vaccine maker got liability from Congress, that doctor doesn't. And they knowingly prescribed you something that could hurt you. That doesn't extend to them. Now, they're trying to extend it to doctors right now, so they'll carry out this crime. But here's the good news. Most doctors say it's a fraud. I've talked to a bunch of them. But see, they get censored too, Owen. So big tech is super guilty in this whole situation.
Yeah, they even went after Dr. Simone Gold. They actually arrested her because she was in D.C. on January 6th. And she was one of the first doctors to call out that hydroxychloroquine works. She actually cited Anthony Fauci's 2005 essay about hydroxychloroquine working as a prophylactic and a preemptive with zinc and vitamin D and other vitamins and minerals. So, I mean, they know all this. And it really just shows how sick they are with Anthony Fauci. Now, we learned the highest paid federal employee. He should pay every dime of that back. I mean, this guy is a criminal
fraud.
But
it gets worse, Owen. I totally agree. Oh, by the way, is Biden going to give his paycheck like Trump does back? Don't hold your breath. These are greedy people, even though Biden's worth hundreds of millions. But let's expand on that. Fauci owns part of four of the vaccines with Bill Gates. But the New York Times just goes to conspiracy theory. He's on record. It's on record. I mean, as you said earlier in the hour, I was listening to you about how the Chinese have said this came from a U.S. lab because the whoop. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find Prepare in the section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Owen Schroyer is in the main news center in Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from the beautiful mountains of Utah. Spent some time with my family, but we are here obviously tracking the latest developments as they unfold. The best way to describe things is a total collapse in the confidence system of America, a total collapse of morals, a total collapse of the regulatory systems, a total collapse of the FBI, just a multinational corporate looting of the country. COVID at every level is a fraud, is a lie, paid for by Fauci and Bill Gates on record at the Chapel Hill facility in North Carolina until scientists made a big deal about it. 2015, it was a top news story in hundreds of scientific journals. Even in Newsweek, they were doing illegal gain-of-function, super spreader-type garbage. People go, well, is it deadly or is it not? It's a vaccine ingredient, live virus, to put in vaccines to test as a simulant for more deadly chimeras. So they're developing treatments for really deadly chimera COVID viruses that, you know, probably have 5, 10, 15, 20% death rates, which I know they've made in labs. They admit they have. So this is a simulant. We caught them 10 years ago putting out that particular flu, the H1N1. A couple years before it actually popped up, they put it out as a simulant live virus in the vaccine to then track vaccine spread. All of this is mad scientist testing. And so we know there were at least 11 major studies for hundreds of millions of dollars a year at the Wuhan facility, because China's where you go if you want to create animal-human clones, or if you want to create augmented humanoid clones, or if you want to produce cows that produce human milk, or goats that produce spider web that can be used for body armor. Everything I mentioned was admitted by China and in major scientific publications 26, 7 years ago. When I was first on air, it was in scientific publications that they had spider goats, they had human-animal hybrids, they had humanzees, they had pigs that were basically pure muscle, that were part human. They had humans growing inside pigs, humans growing inside cows. But it was all in the literature. Like admitted going on in Argentina, of all places, in Costa Rica, of all places, in communist China, in Singapore. That's where they admittedly were doing it. They had bases, though. They have torture black sites all over the world. They have bases, underground bases, all over the Western world doing stuff way advanced in that. And like I told you, it's industrial scale. It's like saying my dad worked in a steel mill. They tried to hire my dad, who was one of the first guys doing implants. He taught implants at Baylor University. They tried to recruit him, and it wasn't just him. They tried to recruit a lot of the top dentists in Dallas and oral surgeons to go live in Maryland at a Site R, basically. It was near Site R, and create cyborgs. And they told my dad that. I mean, they didn't tell him the rest. I forget the exact stuff. I was like 8 years old when he was talking about with my mom. He was going to get paid $400-something thousand. Back then, that'd be like $3 million a year to go in months at a time into an underground base and then come back out of the base. Okay. So that's, I don't know, how old was I when I was like, what year was I? Like 8 years old. I was born in 1974. So I guess I'd be like 1982, 1983. And a lot of my dad's friends went. And they went, they moved to Maryland, they went to an underground base, and did God knows what, implanting things in bone. That's all they were told. Cyborgs, cybernetics. And so, again, you go see movies like Terminator, you see these underground bases with all this stuff going on. That's actually going on, okay? And the globalists are tired of hiding this. They're tired of hiding the human-animal hybrids. Or they get, definitely got stuff basically like replicants. But here's the thing. It doesn't create the superhumans like they said. It creates all sorts of medical problems and total mental illness. And there's just something wrong with these people. That's what the transgenderism is about, is if you'll accept a man being in women's sports, or you'll accept a man with male genitals going to the doctor and saying he needs a pap smear, if you will accept all of that, well, then you'll accept these clones they're going to start telling you about. Oh, it's Billy, the first human clone. His parents both had genetic disorders, but they deserved a child. So this major biotech company combined their genetics and fixed it, and he's the first humanoid. But he has rights. And once you say that humanoid has rights, well, now the corporations can produce whatever they want and whoever they want. Okay? And so that's the end of it. This is a giant science race into the future to do gene therapy on you. These are not vaccines. These mRNA are reprogramming your DNA, reprogramming your cells to control you. And so when I had a lockdown and showed you robots at the baseball games and the football games, the basketball games and the soccer games all dancing while you're locked up, they're telling you the age of humans is over. Because the globalists want you to roll over. They want you to die. They want you to not know how to run a farm or not know how to run a ranch or not how to run an auto parts store or run an auto repair place. All the new cars, you can't work on them. Everything's going to be driverless. And this event 201, which is what you're seeing now, the Great Reset, is the beta test for the big real bio attacks that are coming. And I told you that 12 months ago when this started. Bill Gates, 4 months later, went on Tobar and said, this is a drill. Terrorists are about to release a real bioweapon. So everybody thinks, oh, we're going to get out of the mask. It's going to be okay. We'll get a little COVID tracking. You know, still wear a mask to fly. And some people will have these COVID passports. It's whatever's convenient. And then they hit you with a big bioweapon and really lock your ass down. And then this time hundreds of millions die and it's a real weapon. And then the next time billions die, but you've all learned how to stay locked down, how to behave, and not get out of control while they kill you. So that's what the martial law is about. That's what the global government's about, is getting you all locked down and prepared ahead of this happening. And look, I'm sorry this is so scary, but this is their admitted plan. So you can live in denial all day long. The age of humans is over. That's why they're destroying the military. That's why it's going all robot. That's why they're destroying the family. This is the shutdown of humanity. And I could sit here all day and talk about Joe Biden's super unpopular and Joe Biden can hardly talk, and you know his hot mic saying, I don't even know what I'm signing. And you know, while he's signing executive orders, there's a hot mic about, yeah, I did my plea bargain deal. You've got a bunch of compromised Chinese communist agents in there. The bureaucracy loves it because it can now literally make deals while using Biden as the fall guy to sell America out. And that further demoralizes America. You see the Chinese troops all marching in lockstep with their parades, all exact, hundreds of thousands of them, Xi Jinping, not a citizen in sight, like the Hunger Games. And then you see our events, total squalor, no one there to see Biden, troops laying around in heaps everywhere. Congresswoman saw troops asleep without mask on, came over and bitched at them like dogs, had them thrown out. Because it's all about demoralizing you. It's all about running you down. It's all about making you feel like you're pathetic. Instead of absolutely never wearing the mask, never submitting to them, speaking up everywhere, saying no, telling doctors that when you take a vaccine, okay, you sign a liability form, getting aggressive outside of violence. That's what it's going to take. And violence isn't the answer here because the public's too dumbed down about who the real enemy is. We have to take our culture back. We have to absolutely not support the globalists anymore. That's how we're going to win. Oh, and I'm ranting here. I'm going to do one more segment with you and cover some other important topics, but how surreal is it to see all of this unfolding and then going into overdrive?
Well, I didn't think we'd witness it this fast. I mean, people always ask, oh, when is it going to get that bad? I figured it would be more of the next generation that we're going to have to face this. But they're really bringing all the heat on us right now. And my biggest fear, I think, watching the COVID rollout worldwide is exactly what you're talking about. It was just a test. They just tested something that wasn't deadly. Maybe they have a deadly agent. Maybe they don't. But it was a test. And they get all the testing worldwide so they can see how effective it is. They can see how it spreads. A whole mass test. They can see how easy you'll lock down, which areas are easier, which are how to spread it, all of this stuff. But, you know, the surrealness is it's like we had to do tornado drills in Missouri when we were in school. And so we do a tornado drill maybe every other month or something. And you go to a designated hallway or whatever in the basement. And you get down and you crouch down. That'd be the tornado drill. Well, that would be like they have a tornado drill and it's sunny outside. And, you know, a couple of your classmates are actually panicked. Oh, my gosh, tornado. Oh, oh. You're like, hey, it's just a drill. Like, no reason. And that's like the whole world. It's like this whole drill of a pandemic that's not even happening, and yet they're crying, screaming out in total panic over a drill, over a test that's not even real.
Well, that's because people are primed that if they're a victim, that it's like a currency. Oh, I'm a victim. I went through COVID. Oh, I survived it. When all you're doing is having your future taken away, all you're doing is starving the third world to death so it collapses and the UN can organize it as an invasion force to take your country over. And then the UN, again, is the solution to the global migrant crisis, which they created with the COVID lockdown. COVID didn't cause the tens of millions.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Two big articles on InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, when fascism comes, it will be wearing a mask. Very important article. Another one, Gretchen Whitmer, the mask killer governor that sent the COVID positive patients to the one place that might kill somebody, old folks' homes. She's come out and said that she can't stand people that have one rule for others, but different one for themselves. And wants anyone arrested, not social distancing, not wearing a mask, or out in public, even though she goes out on boats when she's not supposed to or tries to. She doesn't wear a mask in public. She doesn't social distance because it's okay because she's a globalist, just like the governor of New York, just like the governor of California. These people are piles of evil trash who flaunt all of this in your face. Oh, and there is so much news to cover, so many issues to hit. I've got a few final points that I want to hit here, but what else do you have coming up? Tell folks what you've got coming up after I leave.
Well, we've got the Davos Forum that is meeting right now. That's a totally anti-American group of globalist elites working on ways to defeat our free market. You have all the evidence now of Joe Biden. I mean, forget about the treason he committed before. He's just committing open treason now right in the White House, but I'm not even sure if he knows what's going on. He even admits unwittingly in his own videos when signing the executive orders, he might not even know he's on camera. He just says, what am I signing? I don't know what I'm signing. And then, of course, you have the Democrats now targeting, Alex, any Trump supporter. And they say any Trump supporter can be labeled a domestic terrorist. Any Trump supporter should not be allowed to join the military. And they want to send us to re-education camps and gulags. There are a few Republicans fighting back, but it's not enough. And then you, of course, have the race baiting of the mainstream media continuing. But, you know, Alex, you said something earlier about how you go to bed and you sleep well and it's like, oh, you wake up feeling refreshed and then it hits you about the New World Order. I'm like the opposite. I'll, like, go through a day with, like, gallows humor of having it all. And then I lay in bed at night and I'm just like, is this the last night I get to lay in my bed? Is this the last night I get to have a pillow under me? Is this the last night I'm not sleeping on a cold, hard cement before they haul us off to gulags? I mean, it's a creeping thing, but as we see, it moves fast.
Well, let me disagree with you there. Let me disagree with you. I was laying in bed last night. I mean, they're talking about putting us in prison for our political views and saying they're going to do it. And I'm literally laying there going, man, this bed's comfortable compared to a prison bed, but this is going to burn itself out. These crazies are already turning on each other. They're not as well organized as the Soviets or the Nazis were. They have more power. They have more high tech, but they're not. This is not going to go the way they want. Their previous power grabs led to giant populist awakenings and huge landslides against them. So now they've had to steal elections. Provocateur, our big event, so that they could make millions or a million people look bad with a few hundred bad apples, and then call it the new Pearl Harbor when they only killed four of us, and then one cop died of a stroke and a heart attack, and 2 days later, still sorry for him. People see through this, and so as bad as it is, folks, hold the course, keep speaking out. They can't get all of us. They can't get 1% of us. Yes, for people like Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer, Democratic Party and the rigged court systems are suing the hell out of us with the aim to shut us down. That's why buying our products, spreading the word now, allows us to stay strong in the face of this and allows us to develop contingency operations and other things. Okay, so believe me, what you see going on the surface is most what we're doing. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the surface. I need everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And I know it's sold out. The Trader Joe shirt, we only ordered 2,000. Didn't know it'd be popular. They sold out in like a day or two. We're putting that on a waiting list. It's made in America. More come in next week. We're ordering 10,000 now. Trader Joe with Joe Biden on the front. That shirt's there. Go buy a Tyranny Response Team shirt. Go buy a Mass Murderers Agree to Gun Control Work shirt. And listen, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is 95% curcumin. It's a powdered tablet. It's amazing. People love it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the liquid turmeric extract that's incredible as well. That is still massively discounted. It's going to sell out by this weekend, but I'm keeping it discounted massively as well. I told you because it's such an amazing liquid multivitamin and mineral with amino acids that we would keep that product on sale until it sold out. It's selling out today. Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, yeah, look at that. Pure turmeric extract. 100% reviews, ladies and gentlemen, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get in there. Get our bodies, get our liquid turmeric as well, but also get Super Male Vitality. And if there's one thing you take, I would take the X2 or the X3, the true deep earth crystal iodine, the missing link. Even the UN admits on Wikipedia that over 2 billion people have mental disabilities or lower cognitive function because of lack of iodine. Most iodine is bound. You don't absorb it when it's in food, and it's and in most things except for seafood, there isn't any in there. This stuff is amazing. If you simply take it, it will change your life. I know it's changed my life, and it's also essential to your metabolic system and immune system. X3 has the deep earth crystal in as well. Scientists explained to us that some people, very low percentage, can't absorb pure iodine, just like most folks can't absorb bound iodine. So this has the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types of high-quality iodine that have been bound to something that's healthy so that you can still absorb it into your cells. So different strokes for different folks. Some people like X3 better than X2. I like both of them. X3 is not as strong. It's better for children. Consult a physician before you take this. It's just no joke. But folks, if you like the other products like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula or the Liquid Formula or Vitamineral Fusion, get X3 and get X2, both discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And here's another big one. I'm right here in Utah where our big food supplier is at. I forgot that they're right here in Salt Lake City, and I'm up in Park City. And they're calling me saying, hey, come see our even bigger factories, our bigger facilities, because I was there 4 years ago. And so I'm probably going to take a half a day here and go do some workcation the next few days and do a tour and maybe a live feed from there. But they had to go up in prices a little bit. The competitors already went up in prices 10 months ago. They had to go up in prices because of inflation. Food prices are going up for them massively. They only went up a little bit. And that's at preparewithalex.com. That takes you right to a subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the entire spectrum of their food, the lowest price. You're going to find it anywhere. Preparewithalex.com, a subsection of InfoWars.com. And I'm telling you, the way inflation is going to heat up, they don't want to go up in prices in 6 months. The competitors are already going up again. I can tell you, we make a very small profit off of this, and so do they, to be competitive and to be high quality. Now, we sell more than anybody else. They're the biggest company now. They're only 14 years old, but they've been the biggest company for 4 years now because they sell the highest quality, best package, longest-lasting food for the price you're going to find. You can find stuff cheaper, not much out there, that tastes terrible, is horribly packaged. This is super inexpensive for very decent food. Some of it tastes gourmet. Most of it tastes great. Some of it tastes okay. But it doesn't make you get sick like some of the other horrible food out there. So for the price and the quantity I get, this is the company. I tested out a lot of companies 12 years ago when I got rid of some of my food sponsors that had been good but weren't good anymore. And I got my Patriot when they were only about 2 years old, got their food, loved it, used it for about a year, and said, I want you to be my sponsor. They've now been a sponsor for 11, 12 years, and they're ready to ship. They've got the food right now. Go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Go to the food section. You'll find it all there. But I need a war chest to fight the globalist. You just saw them shut down Parler. You see them shut down all the rest of the infrastructure. Folks, I don't spend time on air because it pleases the enemy talking about this, but they are pounding us. They are attacking us. I spend hours every day just keeping us on air, literally like a Star Trek episode where the ship's engine's going out, and we're still in the fight. We're not making a big deal about it to you. But believe me, I need your prayer. I need your support, and I need a crap ton of money. I mean, if I had $10 million, because we sell $10 million of product. If we sell $10 million of food, we get like $1 million, okay? Sounds like a lot. It's not running a network like this. With the supplements, it's a bigger profit than that, but it still doesn't get it. If I had $10 million, I could absolutely do things you wouldn't believe. We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is preparewithalex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in for the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Owen Schroyer is about to take over. Also shot a special report on martial law, the Davos Group, and what's coming next that we should probably air towards the end of the third hour, beginning of the fourth hour. Today, and I just want listeners to remember, I'm not kissing your butt, it's true, how important you are. Out of the 7.5 billion people on the planet, the millions of you conservatively tuned in right now, black, white, old, young, from Japan to Mexico, from Germany to South Africa, to right here in the good old USA, up to Canada, you name it, to New Zealand, Australia, you need to understand something, to Russia. You need to understand something. This is real. I wish this wasn't real. I'm a major target of this. They're trying to arrest me. They're trying to indict me. I'm not even supposed to tell you about all this, okay? And I'm not a victim. I chose this. I expect this to happen. Does it make it fun? Does it make it happy? But I realize they're just going to get me a year or two before you. I mean, they have an insurance company actuaries. We started covering with the Deagle Report 2 years ago. And this is for no other country. That there will be 200 million people in the U.S., that 150 million will be gone by 2022. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but insurance companies have us not even existing, basically. They have us completely out of the game fried. Well, I saw all these headlines on CNN, especially run by China, and it was like, oh, everyone's giving up on America. No one's going to have jobs here because China shut down COVID properly and is better than us. Everyone's moving to China because Joe Biden's announced we're not open for business. This is economic warfare. I look at the leftists with their thumbs in their mouths, domesticated, living off the carcass of America, having no idea what's about to hit them. So only realism is going to get us out of this. Only admission of how much trouble we're in is going to get us out of this. And let me tell you, the Democratic Party, Senator Blumenthal, Senator Murphy, they're on record saying, for America to survive, Alex Jones and InfoWars must be taken off the air. So I have serious enemies. And by the way, I'm proud to have those evil enemies. Those sold out nobodies. But I need you to understand how important you are and don't take time for granted. Yeah, we got five times the audience we had a year ago. But that's still, I don't care about that. If I'm going to get destroyed, I'm going to get destroyed for a good reason. If I'm going to fly my, you know, kamikaze plane into the deck of a ship, metaphorically, the nonviolent well, that's an allegory, not for real, CNN, that I want to go right into the engine room. I want to go right into the weapons magazine and sink the whole ship. I don't want to just crash into the side and not do anything and spend my life needlessly. But here's the deal. We may just see a global revolt against this. People don't comply. We could turn it around. They're burning cities down all over the world now and burning down COVID centers, knowing it's all a fraud in mainline conservative Europe. And by conservative Europe, I mean conservative people that don't usually get out and get violent in Germany and in the Netherlands and all over are burning down the police stations and are burning down the COVID centers and are burning down the hospitals because they're not stupid. They know the real numbers. They know they're arresting doctors and scientists that tell the truth. And by the way, I look at these crowds. These are Europeans doing this. Sick of the Islamic invasion. Sick of the no-go zone. Sick of the New World Order. Am I saying it's good to go out and burn up police stations? Am I saying it's good to go out and burn down COVID centers? Well, I'll tell you this. I didn't start this fight, and I'm not asking for this fight. But I'll tell the globalists this. Klaus Schwab and all of you, and Bill Gates, you're not getting away with this. And I know you're really freaked out right now. But I call on the American people not to be offensively violent against capitals or police stations or military bases. The globalists train you to attack those. They have Southern Poverty Law Center operatives infiltrating militias and other groups trying to get them to hit military targets to then turn the military against us and then to also have a purge inside the military. I told you 3 weeks ago, you watch, the next thing will be the purge of the military. Even before January 6th, I said, that's coming. And then right after January 6th, I said, you watch, they're going to call the troops in and then say they can't be trusted. I know a communist takeover. They're following the Bolshevik Revolution because it's worked in over 20 countries. Do you understand? It's worked in Vietnam. It's worked in Venezuela. It's worked in Cuba. It's worked in North Korea. It's worked in China. It's worked in Europe. It's worked in the Czech Republic, Romania, Hungary, Poland. Would you like me to continue on for a while? Because I can list every damn one of them. This is a tried and true blueprint. You ask why they don't stop? Because nobody's ever stopped them. Because we let the, oh, while the left's building up their bases, while the left's training everybody, this stuff at universities, they're like, oh, don't shut us down. We're just training to overthrow the country. But we have free speech, right? We're like, okay, you have your free speech to overthrow the country. And then we're like, hey, don't overthrow the country. Don't bankrupt us. Oh, sorry, you're terrorists. We're going to arrest you now. See how they work? So they're going for broke. And they've got Biden in there because they know gutting the country is going to be incredibly unpopular. They know, so they've got him ready just to remove him again and bring in somebody more popular. Probably not even Kamala Harris. So this is exchangeable people they're putting in. And he's deteriorating fast. You know, Owen didn't just say that. We've got the audio. He should play it next segment. They can boost it up. You can hear it. Yesterday, he's like, I don't know what I'm saying. Like, who am I? Talk about 25th Amendment. I mean, holy Toledo, ladies and gentlemen. But I'll say this in closing. When I talk about the New World Order coming after us, It's not a game. It's not a joke. You have to remember, like dominoes, like Trump would always say, if they get me, they're going to get you. They don't hate me. They hate you. They want to get through me. And I still see everybody so mad at Trump that he was unable to stop all this. But now it's even coming out in the news that he was ordering people to fire attorney generals and ordering people to stop this. And no one would do it. So we're like, hey, let's have a rally on the 6th to show our numbers peacefully. And Trump's like, I'm all for that. And let's march to the Capitol. Little did he know it was all set up. And now they're trying to indict. Well, they have indicted him in the House. They're now going to have a trial coming up in the middle of next month, in February. This starts on the 8th, actually. So early February. Trying to strip him. And the Supreme Court's ruled it's in the Constitution. You can't try a private citizen. He's no longer the president. But they don't care. Because it's a tyranny. People say, oh, well, screw him. He didn't stand up for us. No one's ever going to stand up for us for real if you throw people under the bus that try to do the best job they could. It is the biggest wimp attitude out there and the biggest loser attitude out there that when somebody goes and busts their ass and loses billions of dollars and has their name destroyed and is losing their golf courses and losing everything and is under total attack, that now that he's not up there and you feel reflected glory through him and, oh, he's invincible and the Q stuff's crap, that now you're going to turn your back on him. Trump is an example to any other leaders. They already stabbed Bolsonaro that if you run up against us and you don't do what we say in any way, we're going to destroy you and your family. So instead of letting them destroy Trump, we should hold him up as an example of victory and the fact that he sacrificed so much. That's why they want to destroy InfoWars, to teach anybody else to never stand up and never take action or you'll get destroyed. So instead of getting down when we lose a round, or when the enemy strikes back and steals an election, instead of acting like the person that got overwhelmed by 100 hyenas, the lion, instead of celebrating that person, you throw them under the bus because that makes you feel good because you're not associated with a loser now. That's loser behavior. Remember the man in the arena, Teddy Roosevelt. You got to be in the arena before you can talk. And Trump made a lot of mistakes. But let me tell you, he had a bunch of cowards around him that weren't willing to take action. And it's the reason we're all in trouble. And so all the guys talking about how you want civil war and how you want death and how you want to kill people, most of those are feds trying to hype you into going out and doing something stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, if Joe Biden got shot tomorrow, it would turn a loser into a winner. They understand that psychology. They would celebrate him if that happened. They're destroying Trump, tearing him to pieces, and so many people are cutting and running from Trump when they're really about to go after him even more. And if they can get all his bank accounts, and if they can put him in prison, you think you're safe? He's a test case. So I'll say this again in closing. We've stood the test of time. We fought the globalists incredibly hard. And we need and deserve your support. I'm very thankful for it. But we need real hardcore support. I mean aggressive support. If you're never going to fight in a physical war, if you're not going to fight an information war. So however you want to aggressively get InfoWars out, and this live feed that the truth is alive, what you're not supposed to hear is still on the air, while you still can, we can win. The enemy's not all powerful. They need to shut us down because they're weak. So again, however you can spread the word, and however you can get the word out in front of your church, or on local cable TV in front of the city council, or on the side of your barn, or flying an airplane up there with InfoWars.com. I don't know how you're going to do it, but don't ask for permission. You got the permission. You got me telling you, do it now. Take action now. Don't play games anymore, because it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, folks. So I'm all in. I'm betting on you, and I believe in you, but now I need you to take action and not play games. All right? Owen Schroyer is coming up. It needs to be our last broadcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm here taking a few days off with the family, enjoying the last glimmering.
Show, because there is a war on.
I am here with my family enjoying the last glimmering moments of any freedom left in this country. They're going to use domestic terror attacks, false flags that are staged to bring in a permanent lockdown of this country. Breaking America now officially under UN-directed martial law. Watch live. Again, I hope you all share that link. But I'm not Hunter S. Thompson that would go out and write myself into my own stories. We are the story. You are the story. Fighting the New World Order. You are in an occupied country with multinational corporations trying to break your will and take over. Now, I grew up playing a little bit of football, and I grew up watching the Dallas Cowboys and was a big football fan. But once I got older and learned about the New World Order and the takeover of my country, that it was American versus globalist, Christians versus Satanist, I stopped watching sports because I just can't give my emotions to something like that. Sports were set up, as you know, thousands of years ago by every culture to ritualize war. And in many cultures, they would actually kill each other in the sports games. The Aztecs and others did that. Of course, you know about gladiators and the Romans and the rest of it. And that was also a religious ritual. Most gladiatorial events were actually private at the homes of rich Romans. And for a wedding or for a death of say, the head of the household, you would have, you know, maybe 5, 10, 15 gladiators fight to the death. just to signify a loss of life, because that costs you money to have full-grown trained men kill each other. It's very expensive. It'd be like, you know, a Lamborghini, brand new Lamborghini, every time one of them dies. I mean, this is money pouring on the ground. It's a sacrifice to Mars. It's a sacrifice to Jupiter. It's a sacrifice to Saturn. And so the globalists are sacrificing you on their altar. And they're not just going to let you go through life lackadaisical. They are taking over the civilization. They are taking over the society. And so you absolutely must start valuing your speech and your freedom, because it was paid for in the last 1,000 years, basically starting in England with the Magna Carta, towards what you have. And all that gas in the tank, hundreds and hundreds of years of freedom that was fought for, is being evaporated every few weeks now. I mean, they only ran through half our freedom the last 50 years. And now, in the last couple of years, they've run through most of the last half tank. And we're down to an inch right now. And it's all just been thrown to the wind. It's no longer sacred anymore. And so, I like Tom Brady, and I've watched some NFL football, and I guess it's healthy at a certain level to try to watch a little bit of it as a distraction to forget where you are. Except you turn on the NFL, it's Black Lives Matter, it's world government, it's all these weird transgender ads. So they lost about half their audience the last few years. But just take the Tom Brady case. You see somebody, already the best in the league ever, their team's done with him, throw him out unceremoniously. He goes to a really bad team and takes him to the Super Bowl the first year. Now, why is everybody so excited about that? And how is it bringing back most of the viewers that left overnight? Because that's the real story of, like, America. It's the best. Everybody knows it's the best. It's thrown out in the woods at night. It's pissed on because they don't like its success, because it makes everything else look so bad. They're waiting for it to fail. This is a known phenomenon. Take the 1970s movie with James Caan. That if you want to know about globalism, watch that movie. They have cities that the globalists run. Everybody else is under their control, just like the Hunger Games. They have regions. And they have districts, basically. And only the corporate elite have rights. And the corporate elite come in the movie, and they want his wife. Oh, you're the number one superstar in the world. We're really jealous of you. We use this to distract the planet from corporate rule. And it is a blood sport. It's gladiatorial. And if you won't give up, we are going to basically kill you. Well, first they take his wife, then they want him to lose the game and go away. So again, it's the Tom Brady story all over again, because the system doesn't want you to think it's the individual as being strong or somebody being super excellent. And he's also been a Trump supporter, but everybody's tuning back in because they love that underdog. Well, America is that underdog, and globalism is the whole system. So the left calls themselves the resistance, and they call themselves the outsiders. They have Hollywood. They have the big banks. They have the media. They have academia. They have the Chi-Coms. They have the pedophiles. They have the whole power structure. They have the system. And all the publications are leftist because that's what the banks fund, is the poison of controlling us, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why they attack, and that's why they demonize anybody that stands up against them. Well, instead of getting excited, nothing against Tom Brady, about him being an underdog, sure, that'll make Belichick and it'll make all these other people look like fools. Who cares about all that, though? That gets your emotions going. This is the real game for your children, your fertility, your own body, being able to run your own life, being able to have the own sovereignty of your country, having due process. That's all what is being flushed out and destroyed. And so that's why I tell you again, if the globalists were all powerful, they wouldn't care what we were saying and doing. If the globalists were all powerful, they wouldn't be spending hundreds of billions of dollars to silence us and engage in all this criminal activity. And now they have overwhelmed the government, overwhelmed the states with total draconian censorship, now taking bank accounts away from the president, now calling for Senator Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz's expulsion from the Senate, all based on the lie that Trump sent people to ransack the Capitol, which absolutely hurt him and did not help him, which there's no evidence he did. Instead, they had their own provocateurs ready and set, none of which have been arrested, only the Q people that followed them in, who were innocent and were not bad and thought they were on a tour and stayed within the velvet ropes. They've all been indicted. They're facing 25 years in prison. The Q shaman, I may not disagree with him, but he's a nice guy. An idiot being walked into a trap. I feel sorry for him. Well, they're all indicted because they're nonviolent. All the real operatives, nothing, nothing, nothing. Even though they bragged about how they broke in and what they did. Not the Antifa and not the other group. Infiltrated Militias 2.0. And so the folks that stayed in the velvet ropes, they're all indicted. But the people that actually broke down the windows and beat the cops' heads in, they are all saluted. They've all done an excellent job because they work for the Southern Poverty Law Center, guaranteed. I've seen their operatives. I ran into them in D.C. I saw their systems, how they try to hype you up. Come on, let's be violent. Don't be a wimp, Alex. It's a revolution. We know who you are. We've got your number. Southern Poverty Law Center's put up attack maps on what places to firebomb and shoot up. Firebombings, shootings are happening every week now. They firebombed a Baptist church in Southern California, a Hispanic church last night. Burned it down. Okay, there's your real terrorist attacks. And so the Southern Poverty Law Center, we know you're terrorists. We know you got $2 billion offshore. We know Morris Deeds was compromised by sex operatives. We know he's run by EU intelligence and Soros. We know everything. We know about Elohim City. We know about who placed the bombs in the building. We have all the information directly from the police in Oklahoma City. We know the FBI came in their offices and threatened to kill him, Don Browning and others. I interviewed all the families of the cop Terrence Yeagy they tortured to death. We know who you are. We know your number. We're watching you. And we know you're planning terror attacks and you're going to get exposed when they come out because we're not going to back down. And the more you try to crush us, the stronger we get because people are praying for InfoWars and they're praying for a global awakening. So don't let this get you down, folks. We knew this was coming. Trump was only a beachhead. They overran that beachhead, but now they've got a corpse up there operating and trying to sell us on this. Oh, and you go ahead and take over. You're doing a fabulous job. I love you to death, and I appreciate you. I'm not going to be on tomorrow. I'm going to let you run the show because I promise to go to the top of the mountain and do some stuff with the children, but I really appreciate you. Give me your allegory or your parallel to my Tom Brady analogy.
Well, I actually have it written down here. I'd like to get your response to this because we constantly talk about this, and you had the knowledge of how the globalists have 50 years in advance of technology. They have the internet well before it came out. They have the TV years before it came out. They have advanced technology they're basically sitting on, waiting for the opportune time to release it or give it to an individual to release it to empower that individual as an operative. Well, we have the 50 years in advance spirit of resistance, the 50 years in advance spirit of liberty. And so I'm starting to see it catch up, Alex. My escape from the madness is, as you know, going to the gym. And so it's like, I'm at the gym and we're playing basketball and I don't even have to be the one that tells the workers, hey, the mask doesn't work. I don't have to be the one that says, hey, this whole COVID thing is nonsense. Leave us alone. It's like watching other people doing it. And it's like the allegory of watching, you know, your kid take its first step, you know, to have its first words. It's like, oh, my gosh, America's waking up. Oh, my gosh, I'm not alone. Oh, my gosh, finally people are getting it. So that 50 years in advance spirit of resistance, I think, is starting to catch up. But it's like an immovable force. Are an unstoppable force and an immovable object that we're witnessing right here with the spirit of resistance and the New World Order.
I totally agree. Their only hope is provocateur, our people to do stupid, mindless, violent stuff at targets that don't even matter, only hurt us. And so anybody tells you, you know, breaking into Capitol, beating people up, it's going to advance our cause, they're idiots. Expose Davos. Expose Schwab. Expose Gates. Expose Fauci. Expose they launched the bio attack. Call for their imprisonment. Call for an end to the lockdowns. Expose China Joe. Support free speech. Demand governors and Congress take action against this globalist threat. Call the enemy out for who they are. Go 110% against them and don't back down. And be a leader, Owen, just like you just said. All right, Owen, you're taking over. I want to thank the listeners for their support. Again, everyone listening, tell folks about the local stations you're listening to, TV and radio. Tell people now to take the stream from InfoWars.com and Band.video and share it and say, here's the forbidden info about what's really happening. Here's what's coming next, and here's how we stop it. People are hungry for the truth. We've stayed on air by the grace of God for this time now. All our work now comes together in 2021.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.